You're listening to SBS News.
The bells at the Washington National Cathedral rang out in tribute to the COVID-19 death toll almost reaching 600,000 in the United States. 15 months into the pandemic, and nearly 52% of all Americans have been given at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. And as anticipated, US President Joe Biden has announced that a donation of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines will be distributed to the world's poorest countries.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against COVID-19. Many of these doses are shipping to countries around the world as we speak. And today, we're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic. The United States will purchase an additional 500 million doses from Pfizer vaccine, that will donate nearly 100 low and lower middle-income countries. They will be the beneficiaries.
The G7 as a whole is expected to give 1 billion doses to poorer countries. Half of that came in a pledge from US President Joe Biden, a move he says comes with no strings attached.
We're going to help lead the world out of this pandemic, working alongside our global partners. Under the UK chairmanship of the G7, democracies of the world are poised to deliver as well. This US contribution is the foundation for additional coordinated efforts to help vaccinate the world.
COVAX, which is backed by the World Health Organization and the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, aims to secure 2 billion vaccine doses for lower-income countries by the end of 2021. CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, is calling on more world leaders to step up in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic.
While great progress has been made in many developed nations, the world is now asking the G7 leaders to shoulder the responsibility to help vaccinate people in all countries. We agree that every man, woman, and child on the planet, regardless of financial condition, race, religion, or geography, deserve access to life-saving COVID-19 vaccines.
Just hours after the announcement, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson committed to giving at least 100 million surplus vaccines to the poorest countries. Japan has already said it will donate about 30 million through COVAX and also provide Taiwan with 1.24 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for free. But the numbers have been criticised as too small by some groups like Oxfam. Mr. Bourla addressed the new coronavirus variants during his announcement.
We are testing our vaccine's response to newly arising variants, and we are coordinating with public health authorities around the world on surveillance efforts. So far, data show that none of the existing variant strains has escaped the protection provided by our vaccine. Still, we have built a process to develop within 100 days a new vaccine, if needed, God forbid.
About 90% of African countries will miss a September target to vaccinate at least 10% of their population against COVID-19 as a third wave of the coronavirus pandemic looms for the continent. A World Health Organization official, Machidiso Moeti, says a continent required an extra 225 million doses to be able to vaccinate a tenth of its people by September this year. Africa has hit 5 million COVID-19 cases, with its southern region the worst affected, accounting for 37% of total cases. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.